was offered this job at Millwall. He's been toying with the idea while he's been away. And unfortunately, a couple of days ago, he's decided that he can't turn down this opportunity. And he's going back to work for Millwall.
So is this a relatively new development then in terms of...
I think they have contacted and spoke to him before. But that was during the season. And because it's one of his old clubs, or the club he spent most of his time at, they've been talking to him in the close season, and we sort of knew about it, but he really, really was toying with whether to go there or whether to stay, and he felt he had a three-year project with us. I mean, that's always been the case. But to be honest, to move forward in the nature that David wanted to, the budget that we offered him, I don't think he felt that he could make the next step forward to the levels that he wanted to.
Yeah, so I guess bringing Brian in is just to keep the continuity going and just to carry on the good work.
Yeah, they work very close together.
And so now that the task is to bring in someone alongside Brian?
Yeah. I had a long chat with Brian yesterday. He feels quite confident that he can carry on doing the good work that they've been doing. And like David, the players... like Brian, they get on really well with Brian. It's really a pleasure to see these young boys develop. It's been brilliant.
Yeah, and I know a couple of boys are still to sign for next season. Are you worried that they maybe might not now with this news?
You know, we'll know next week. Daniel Sparks and Remy are two that are debating it. I hope they sign, and if they don't, I hope they go forward, which is, upwards and not sideways or backwards, just because there's people dangling silly wages at them. You know, the way we develop them, we try to turn them into, if it's not, pleasant and sensible people.
Yeah, because we saw David do that so well over the past couple of years, really develop these players into respectable people as well on and off the pitch.
Yes.
Do you think that he's done such a great job, hasn't he, with limited resources, all the troubles you've had yourself, Russell, as chairman, off the pitch? What would your message to Histon fans be with the news that David's gone?
Realistically, it would be a big miss for us, but in Brian Page, the continuity and the methods that, and the ethology that we're working to will be exactly the same. And I believe they'll see the same progress, the same type of football, the same... end results as they did last year, and I believe we will just carry on moving forward in the way that we're doing. We're strengthening our pools with young players, and I surely believe that I think David Brian will take over from David and carry on the good work that David's done. I'm really certain of that. I don't have any concerns about that.